Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Pneumaticos. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich. And for today, our topic is entitled Pulmony, Beyond Spiritual Resilience. And I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Then the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou wilt therefore worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is written, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. I'd like to bring to your attention a very essential truth that is elucidated in chapter 4, verse 1 of this passage, which reads, And Jesu, or Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit. That is, he was thoroughly permeated with the presence of the Spirit of God in his life to the point of completion. And so herein in verse 1, we are given the optimal condition for the event that is to take place immediately in his life. Jesus will face this event with the tempter within the sphere of the Spirit, or within the sphere of the Spirit's power. And so what is presented for us is, if you will, a model for us. Notice that after being filled with the Spirit, he was led by the Spirit into the deserted places. Verse 2 tells us, being 40 days tempted of the devil. Or in the Greek text, the preposition of is the Greek prefix hupo. And hupo means under. And so we have in verse 2 in the Greek hupo, and then we have the Greek article, I will spell it for you, T-O-U, and then diabolo, which in both the article we have the genitive case ending or the possessive genitive ending, and also on the name diabolos, here it is diabolo, which has the O-U gives us the possessive genitive ending, which indicates to us that the Iesus was to come under or thoroughly under the power of the evil one. That is, he was to become, at this point, possessed under the power of the devil. And for our discussion this morning also, in verse 3, the devil is called Ho Diabolos, or the one who divides, the one who divides people for no reason. And so the Diabolos in our passage wants to create a pattern of behavior in the life of the Iesus that is outside of the will of God. He wants to fragment his life. I'm going to turn now to Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he was had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, in verse 3, he said to him, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Another very important truth for us to understand is the word tempted as it is used in both Luke 4 and Matthew 4. It is a Greek word charismos, and it is connected with the word para, P-E-I-R-A, which means experience. Charismos is from the Attic Greek, parasis, and it means trial or testing. And it has primarily to do with the knowledge gained concerning someone. That is, under duress or intense interrogation. It involves also entangling a person in sin or discovering what good or evil, weakness or strength was in the individual. So when the whole parazon, that is, when the tempter is involved in this behavior of tempting someone, it means to show someone unapproved. But I want you to notice very carefully in Luke chapter 4, verse 2, we read that, being 40 days tempted under the devil, hupo. And so I'm going to show you another passage where the word hupomeno is used, and the word meno means to remain under. And so the scripture will demonstrate for us that Hupomino goes a step further than resilience. Resilience has to do with the ability to bounce back from difficulty. And it also means toughness. Well, Hupomino incorporates both resilience, and then it goes a step beyond, which is what we're going to demonstrate in our discussion this morning. But I want you to see that in Luke chapter 4, verse 3, and the devil said to him, the whole diabolos said to him, if thou be the Son of God, command the stone that it be made bread. The enemy introduces this first temptation at a point of seeming weakness, where there would be incredible need, that is, to assuage intense hunger. And so notice the manner in which the enemy moves into the life of an individual. It is at the point of intense need or pain. It is the wound that gives him an opportunity to move into the life of a person. The enemy is deceptively opportunistic. That is, he takes advantage of the wound or the need, and it is that point that he comes in with his suggestion, which may be subtle or overt. Here, overt. He says, since you be, in the Greek, not if thou be, there is no, he does not doubt who this is. The Greek reads, since you are the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. But in order to do this, or if the Jesus did this, he would step outside of the will of God. But one might say he has an intense hunger. He must eat in order to maintain his life. What harm could there be in turning a stone into bread? You see, in Genesis chapter 3, if one reads very close and considers the language or the discussion that is going on there, it is very deceptive, because the Shining One, the Nakash, is talking to the woman, or the Isha, in such a way as to demonstrate to her that God was indeed keeping her from fulfillment. Yea, hath God said. And so the language is intensely deceptive, and she is baited into listening further to what is being said. There, the point of entrance is always where there is either a real or an imagined need. The enemy moves in at a point of weakness or into the life of an individual through the point of a wound. But here, in Luke chapter 3, we are given, as it were, the algorithm by which we are to face this type of intense pressure. Because temptation takes place in real time. And it is a contest for the believing one. It is a real contest. Now, hupomino, as I said earlier, involves the ability to bounce back from difficulties. It also embraces toughness. As in the case of Joseph, we read that his experience put, or it literally reads that his soul came into iron, that is, spiritual toughness. Hupomino is used in the scripture to talk about the experiences that believers face for their faith. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2, Paul writes, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love." And the word labor there means weariness from exhaustion, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. Now the word there, patience, is our word hupomene. These believers were or had faced intense testing. Notice verse 5. "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power." Very important. "And in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance," or perfect certitude, "as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit." You see, the Holy Spirit is connected with hupomene in the life of the believing one when he or she is under intense pressure. It is the presence of the Spirit that makes all the difference. Now, there may be times when we lack the power or the strength or even the will to want to continue, when we do not feel like we want to go on or self-actualize, as might be said in the cosmos. But here, hupomino means not only the ability to bounce back from trials or circumstances or difficulties, it not only means toughness that we gather from these experiences, but hupomino also means the ability to charge forth, to move out and to charge forth in victory. And so one does not merely survive, one thrives. One moves out in victory through hupomino because of the presence of the Spirit of God who gives reassurance during the time of trial or within the time of testing that we are indeed the children of God, and that God will never leave us nor forsake us. For the believers at Thessalonica, verse 6, "And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction." That word, affliction, means to crush or squeeze. It means to compress. It means distress. It means a pressure or burden upon the spirit. And so God does not leave his own. God gives his own the blessed assurance that He is there with us. If you remember that when in the book of Daniel, that when these three men were tossed into the fiery furnace by the king, they were bound. They left on their hats and their clothing, and they were tossed into the furnace. And the soldiers who attempted to toss the men fainted, and themselves fainted under the intense heat of the furnace. But these men were tossed into the furnace, and evidently the king had the ability to look into that furnace. And when the king looked into that furnace, he saw not three men being burned to death. He saw four. He saw four men, and the three whom he had thrown in there were no longer bound, but free and walking about in the midst of the fiery furnace. And the king saw one like unto the Son of God. God does not abandon His own. God does not leave His own. God is there for us when we face intense trial and persecution. Hupomene is about the power of God, that is, His grace of maintaining us from the paw of the lion, maintaining us, sustaining us, as it were. We have a sustaining faith. God sustains us with His presence and His love. God meets us in our need. In Revelation chapter 1, the last book of the New Testament documents, we read in verse 9, Revelation 1:9. And please keep in mind, this is not the book of Revelation, plural. It is the Apocalypse. That is the unveiling of Jesus Christos. That is, it is the unveiling of Jesus Christ. Revelation 1:9. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. That is, he had been exiled into this island in the Aegean Sea, which has a monastery on it today. And notice the reason why. He says, I, John, who also am your brother, Adelphos in the Greek, that is, one of the same womb. The enemy has successfully convinced the visible church that we are to divide ourselves off into races, and we are to maintain racial groups. Well, science has found no racial groups, no racial classification. contemporary science has abandoned the 19th century evolutionary beliefs about racial groups. Mind you, there are, throughout the world, there are only four blood groups that are common to all people. So in Genesis 10, that ancient record speaks of the table, we call it the table of the nation, not the table of the races. But John said, I am your Adelphos, Adelphos, that is one of the same womb. See, within the sphere of Christ, the value or the cultural values of race fall away, or should fall away. One of the greatest impediments to the growth of the Word of God in our country is our continued emphasis upon race when one professes the name of Christ. We are to love one another. It is that failure on the part of the church that very frankly has turned many off from the church. Our Savior said we are to love one another as I have loved you. He didn't say love your own race, because that is not real. There's no such thing as race. He said love one another. John said we are of the same womb. I am your companion in tribulation, that is the crushing, the squeezing, it is in spiritual distress, and in the kingdom and in the hupomene of Jesus Christ. You see, John understood why he was being persecuted. It was because of the Word of God and its radical, life-changing message. John said, I was placed or exiled to Patmos because of the Word of God and for the testimony, that is my first person eyewitness testimony to Jesus Christ and who he is and what he has done. So John is going to hupomino, he's going to remain under this situation until it is removed by God. Hupomene is a blessing for the believer, although it may not feel like a blessing. God does not oftentimes meet our felt need. God meets our real needs, because God wants to grow us up in the faith. John understood the importance of hupomene. And this morning, let me say to you that all believers pass through trials. If you are under a trial today, or if you are under a temptation today, ask God to help you. Ask God to strengthen you. The enemy may be wanting to show you your failure, but let me assure you that God wants to give you within your heart the ability to remain under a trial and then charge forth to victory. God wants you to bounce back from a trial. You have toughness in your soul, and God also wants you to have the strength to charge forth into victory. I'm your host, Dr. Josiah Rich. I'll meet with you next time on Pneumatikos. Have a wonderful day.